Hello there. Welcome to James Gordon, Song and Rants Man, a podcast featuring, not surprisingly, me, James Gordon. My songs and rants for this, the very first episode, are culled from a one-man show I did earlier this year called Crybaby's Caravan, A Comedy of Terrors. Like many of you, I was intrigued and disturbed by the so-called Freedom Convoy that made its way across Canada in early 2022. Being a songwriter, I thought I'd write a little political commentary ditty about it. I'm going to start with the song, and I never imagined what that song would lead to. So when the song's done, we have to talk.
Wake up, mama, what's that sound? 18-wheelers rolling through town. By the doors, something's going down. Some kind of parade led by clowns. It's the Crybaby's Caravan. Well, a trailer full of lies from out of the west. Engines running, soil in the nest. A beating of privileged chests. If you waved those flags and you held those signs, in any other country you'd get jail time. You cry about freedom, and that's just fine, until you end up taking mine. It's the Crybaby's Caravan. Well, now you're just pawns in a rich man's game. Can't you see you're being played? It's a voyage of the scammed, I dare say. Take your hate and go away. It's the Crybaby's Caravan. Well, you cry, cry, cry. It's a chain of fools and narcissists. You cry. You can't have an insurrection if you can't get it up. You act hard done by, you huff and puff. Come on, boys, that's about enough. You toot your horns and you act so tough. It's a Crybaby's Caravan. Well, you want the freedom to act with impunity, to ignore the needs of community. I want a vaccine for immunity from your dumbed down stupidity. It's the Crybaby's Caravan. Well, you cry, cry, cry. You're in a cult of ignorance. Cry, cry, cry. And you act as if you're innocent. Well, now if you walk with Nazis, you're a Nazi too. Don't give me that line that it's just a few. If you're okay to hang out with that group, I'm sorry, but I'm not okay with you. It's the Crybaby's Caravan. It's the Crybaby's Caravan.
There you go. Despite its modest intentions, that song has become my first viral hit, with more than 300,000 hits on social media and views on YouTube. I never guessed. Most of the feedback has been very positive and encouraging. However, a small percentage of listeners objected to it for being divisive and for not showing empathy towards the truckers in the convoy. For those people, I would say that empathy has to be earned, And I'd say that if divisive is revealing what I believe to be the facts about the convoy, then I'm guilty. Here's why I didn't feel that the Freedom Convoy warranted my approval. It is my belief that the goals of the convoy were confusing and misguided. The movement quickly became about something much darker and disturbing than a conversation about COVID mandates. The line that triggered some in the song was, "If you walk with Nazis, you're a Nazi too." I heard a number of comments along the lines of, "There were just a few bad apples. The rest of us were peaceful and well-meaning." This may be true, though to me, if you do nothing to call out the element within the convoy that had an agenda that included white nationalism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, and the overthrow of a democratically elected government, then your silence means complicity. Another line that some objected to was calling the convoy a voyage of the scammed. I'm not putting blame on any trucker who thought that they were involved in a friendly gathering. What most of them were unaware of was that those who came forward unelected to lead the group had definite ties to right-wing extremists who were manipulating the truckers, who did have some good reasons to be frustrated and angry. It is my opinion that those leaders were channeling that anger to further their own political goals. We're only just learning now about what those goals are. It's becoming clear that Putin-based money was supporting Trump and the Republican Party in an effort to overthrow democracy in the U.S., and that some of that money has headed north to support the convoy. Millions of those dollars are still not accounted for. This fascist populist movement has apparently turned its attentions to Canada by appealing to angry truckers with conservative and white supremacist leanings. Why? Two reasons. One, we are now one of the largest democracies left that has not been destroyed or threatened by this fascist populism, and their tactic of painting Trudeau as a Nazi fascist is an audacious deflection. Two, the ironically named International Democratic Union, ironic because many of its members, like Modi, Erdogan, Duterte, and Orban, have succeeded in eroding democracy in their countries. It has an extreme agenda that is working in many places, and many don't know that the organization's president is none other than Stephen Harper. Yes, that Stephen Harper. You can trace a direct line from this group and the Trump cult to the expulsion of Erin O'Toole as the conservative leader, since they are hoping and might succeed in installing a more extreme right-wing leader. These extremist groups, with Russian hacker help, have been working with Christian dominionists in Canada to whip up a frenzy among ill-informed people about freedom mandates and a global effort to control people through microchipping and QAnon conspiracy theories. When the hate mail, nasty phone calls, and even death threats started to come in for a song, for crying out loud, by a guy who has a 40-year history of writing threat-free political satire, I knew that something new and alarming was happening. A normal person would back off after those threats, and the police advised me that the online threats should be taken seriously. What did I do? I realize it's a character flaw, but I doubled down. I wanted to learn more about what was becoming a pretty dark movement, and the more I learned, I just kept writing songs, like this one, addressing the strange paradox of hearing the convoyers' complaints that they were being oppressed at the same time as they turned downtown Ottawa into their personal playground.
One, two, one, two, three! We got bouncy castles, saunas and barbecue. We got while we're overthrowing you. Yes, yes, yes. Ain't this just the best? Yes, yes, yes. We are so tubs and cold beers, sausage on the grill. There's a people's party up on Parliament Hill. Protesting is a riot. Come on up and try it. You'll love it. We know you will. Yeah. Kids are waving banners, playing on the street. Pop goes the diesel, life is pretty sweet. We get an easy ride, 'cause the cops are on our side. This convoy can't be beat. We want the freedom to do just what we please. We don't need that commie talk about societal responsibilities. Yes, yes, yes. Ain't this just the best? Yes, yes, yes. We are so oppressed.
The main theme of the hate mail I got for that one was that I just didn't know how oppressed the truckers were and how we are living under a tyrannical leader. That blame game is once again a deflection. I'm no Trudeau supporter, and at the same time, I don't think he has an evil agenda. I have another flaw. I made the mistake of engaging with some of these folks online, asking them what freedoms they had actually lost in COVID. Not inconveniences, freedoms. I was taken aback by the sense of entitlement and privilege in their responses, which often revolved around the wearing of masks. The perspective on this form of oppression became quite dramatic as the convoy dropped out of the news cycle a bit, displaced by the growing conflict in Ukraine. Hence this song.
You talk to me about tyranny, you talk about being oppressed. Let me show you what real fear can be. Let me show you all the ways that you're blessed. Let me take you to a bombed out Kyiv, where they're caught in a senseless war. Then tell me that you still believe that you're not free. And then tell me you can't wear a mask for 10 minutes in a store. Let me take you to Wet'suwet'en. It's right in your backyard. Where they are prisoners in their own land. How much are you still gonna whine when you see Syria, Yemen, Afghanistan? And then you tell me, and tell me, and then tell me, and then tell me you can't wear a mask for 10 minutes in a store. Take me to your leaders who say they represent the truckers, extremists and bottom feeders, and tell me you haven't been suckered. And then you tell me, and then tell me, and then tell me, and then tell me you can't wear a mask for 10 minutes. then tell me, and then tell me, and then tell me, tell me you can't wear a mask for 10 minutes in a store.
So the response I've been getting from individual convoy supporters has ended up making me less empathetic, and I don't want it to be that way. In COVID, and with the populist revolution that we seem to be in, empathy is lacking all round, and we need to find a way to bring it back.
You're afraid, I see that clearly, and I know where that comes from. Things are changing so severely. We're living under a monster's thumb, where once our future looked so green. Now the landscape's dark and barren. We're in the age of selfishness and greed, overwhelmed by Kyles and Karens. What happened to the love we shared? Where is the basic human decency? Remember when we seemed to care? What happened to you? What happened to me? What happened to empathy? And kindness went along for the ride, and it's left a bitter, broken nation, beaten and divided. Remember, love thy neighbor, and living in harmony. Now we rattle our sabers and descend into tyranny. What happened to the love we shared? Where is the basic human decency? Remember when we seemed to care? What happened to you? What happened to me? What happened to empathy? To the love we shared, where is the basic human decency? Remember when we seemed to care? What happened to you? What happened to me? What happened to empathy?
It's my learning about the impact of the convoy that made me curious about the strange alliance made between ultra-right-wing truckers and what I'd call the New Age progressive movement, which shared a common interest in protecting freedom of choice when it came to vaccines and mandates. I feel that many of those people remain unaware of who they are consorting with here. It's about far more than COVID mandates, but while we're on that topic, I believe that when we participate in any society, we sign a social contract that says we will act in a way that is for the common good, and sometimes that means some individual privileges may be compromised, not their freedoms, privileges. No one is forcing truckers to get vaccinated, but the decision was made that since the U.S. was behind Canada in controlling the spread of the virus, it was for community benefit that vaccine proof must be shown at the border. Did that affect the trucker's ability to work? Yes, just like many of us. Till COVID, I made my living as a touring musician. The mandates and protocols wiped my business out for 2 years, and maybe forever. Did I get in a truck and drive to Ottawa to say these measures should be relaxed so that I can work? No. I knew I was contributing to making a safe reopening possible. We're all struggling. We're all inconvenienced. This virus is awful, and there are no easy solutions. We're in COVID's biggest spike right now, so the premature relaxing of testing and mask wearing proves to me that those measures were effective. Of course, if you think COVID is a hoax, then you'll disagree with this. You're entitled to disagree, just as I'm entitled to my views on the matter. Journalism is in crisis right now, too. You can reach opposite conclusions depending on the sources you are reading. My research led me to what I'm sharing with you here. Your sources may have led you to another view. A lot of it comes down to who do we trust.
You got those who think that COVID is a hoax, and that policies to keep you safe are jokes. Then you got those who place reliance on the facts and the science. Tell me who you gonna trust? You got those who get their so-called news from Fox, or from those morning AM radio talk jocks, or you got those who check their sources for false claims from darker forces. Tell me who you gonna trust? If you're acting like a weenie, a bully and a meanie, it's hard to pay attention to your plight. Listen to your leaders preach, Pat King and Tamara Leach. Sounds like they've come looking for a fight. You got those opposed to getting a vaccine, who put their faith in hydroxychloroquine. You got those who will query any conspiracy theory. Tell me who you gonna trust? Just because your truck has 600 horses and your methods are something Randy Hellyer endorses, does that give you some cred, or does it mean you've been misled? Tell me who you gonna trust? If you're acting like a weenie, a bully and a meanie, it's hard to pay to your plight. Listen to your leaders preach, Pat King and Tamara Leach. It sounds like they've come truck is not a speech, and a horn is not a voice. So for me, it isn't hard to make a choice. Tell me who you gonna trust? Tell me who you gonna trust? Tell me who you gonna trust? Who?
As the messages of hate kept coming in, it made me ask, do I not have the same rights of expression as the truckers did? Because this is a democracy, though a fragile one, the convoy was allowed to stay for weeks. They were asked to move on only when its impact was deemed to be impinging on the freedoms of Ottawa residents, and the constant barrage of diesel fumes and air horn honking was deemed to be a mental and physical hazard. As a member of the tight-knit and beleaguered Canadian arts community, I certainly had empathy for the residents' plight. I was very moved and influenced by a letter that a collective of Ottawa arts organizations sent to the truckers, with no success, of course. Here's an excerpt. "We, the undersigned, believe that arts and culture are the lifeblood of a vibrant society. Through our local cultural organizations, we tell the wonderful and complex stories of our region. We entertain and provide education, and we are a respite that contributes to the well-being of our citizens. For weeks now, we have remained shuttered, no longer due to COVID regulations, but because of the Freedom Convoy. This occupation has made us, the artists and cultural community members, and our many often vulnerable neighbors, feel unsafe and harassed. It has allowed hate-filled and racist sentiments to fill our public spaces, has impacted us financially, and has taken away our freedom and stopped us from serving our community. Even more critically, this artistic freedom is being curtailed when people most need it. We stand in solidarity with all those who have been so deeply impacted by this, particularly marginalized and racialized community members. We call on the organizers of the Freedom Convoy to end their occupation of Ottawa's downtown core immediately so that we can open our cultural organizations to a community in need." So basically, despite claims to the contrary, this was not a peaceful demonstration. Some convoy tourists cruised in and out and maybe came away with a different impression. There were other acts of resistance to the truckers' occupation, too. We saw news reports of Balcony Guy, Blue Jacket Man, Pot and Ladle Man, the Three Grannies of Cooper Street, Zexy Lee, and more. Probably the best-known counter-rally became known as the Battle of Billings Bridge. Here's a song about that, the only one in this presentation that I didn't write. This was written on my request by my old bandmate Alex Sinclair, who lived not far from that bridge.
It was a day I would rather have stayed in bed. Forget February, pull the covers over my head. Stay warm for a little while. But my dog walker pal sent me a tweet, and there I was, headed off to Bank Street, with my bike and a mask and a heart burning black with bile. Facebook says another convoy's rolling, with reinforcements for the folks who stole in my city, my country and my flag. One man in Tiananmen Square once made the tank stop for a world-class photo op. I've always wondered, could that ever be me? Now I'm standing at Billings Bridge, and when the tankers and the trucks come over the ridge, gonna reach out and take single Canada, like we already know that we're free. Well, the police are just standing by with boredom or defeat in their eye. Their hearts are with the truckers and they left their courage at home. The premier's in Muskoka on a snowmobile. If it's not in Toronto, it don't seem real. So all we have is coffee and a cold, cold megaphone. But folks are gathered here from all over town, and they're telling each other that they won't back down. We've come for our city, our country, and our flag. Now the trucks have gone, but if they return, I wonder which lesson anyone's learned. What are the things we value the most? Is it the freedom to crowd out everybody who doesn't believe in the things you do? Or is it the hand you want to hold when the war gets close? Is it the freedom to make somebody afraid? Knowing GoFundMe will make sure you're paid. Or is it love for your neighbor, your family, and your flag? And we'll sing, oh Canada, like we already know we're free. And we'll sing, oh Canada, like we already know we're free.
In that song, Alex mentions Doug Ford, who declined to show any leadership in this occupation because, in my view, Ontario members of the convoy were likely his supporters. And yes, I have a song about that.
When I'm asked to make a decision, I always get kind of stressed out. Showing leadership and vision always fills me with doubt. So it makes me want to head for the hills. Queen's Park is so unappealing. Too much work passing all those bills. I just want to go snowmobiling at the cottage. It's a good place to hide at the cottage. I can go for a ride on my big old skidoo. At the cottage, I can dodge all the press. At the cottage, I can avoid this mess. Ontario, screw you. It's dangerous political waters, dealing with those freedom truckers. 'Cause they are all buds of my daughters. You have to rhyme this line yourself. I know that I need to be seen as a law and order guy, but those extremists all voted for me. I can't leave them all high and dry. At the cottage, it's a good place to hide. At the cottage, I can go for a ride on my big old skidoo. At the cottage, I can dodge all the press. At the cottage, I can avoid this mess. Ontario, screw you. Don't tell that anti-vax crowd that those COVID restrictions were mine. I like it when they honk really loud and hold up their Hank Trudeau signs. In dealing with this convoy crisis, it's best if I get far away. And Muskoka is the nicest place to stay out of the fray. All those guys, they're looking for freedom. Well, I don't. I really. was at the cottage, I get mine.
About the occupiers and those who supported them, it doesn't matter what their intentions were. It doesn't matter what they were told. It doesn't matter what they understood. It doesn't matter what they believed they were doing. What matters is what they actually did.
Whatever it is you came here for, that's not what this is anymore. Whatever you thought that this would be, it's all turned out so differently. Go home, go home, please go home. Does the freedom that you say you need include removing mine from me? If I was camped out on your lawn, you'd likely ask me to move on. Go home, go home, please go home. The toxic air from the diesel fumes, our children hiding in their rooms, the horns blasting through the night. What makes you think that that's all right? Go home, go home, please go home. You say we shouldn't judge you by the actions of a few extremist factions. You are not to blame for what was done. But if you turned a blind eye, if you did nothing to defy them, you hold the same smoking gun. Go home, go home, please go home. Go home, go home, please go home.
Did their pleas for going home have any effect? Not at all. In fact, the behavior got worse. It highlighted an interesting cultural phenomenon for me. Led by the Make America Great Again movement, Fox News and their hero Putin, in these strange times, it seems like those right-wing extremists have been given permission to be dicks.
Ever since that orange turd was elected to be the right-wing savior, there's a change in what has come to be expected in our general behavior. Just like that Fox News Tucker, you can be a real dipstick. It's given permission to the truckers to act like total dicks. It's okay to be a dick.
It's okay to be a dick.
It's okay to be a frog.
It's okay to be a frog.
Act like a lunatic.
Act like a lunatic.
Everybody will applaud.
Everybody will applaud.
It's okay to be an ass.
It's okay to be an ass.
It's okay to be a prick.
It's okay to be a prick.
It's okay to have no class.
It's okay to have no class.
It's okay to be a dick.
It's okay to be a dick.
You can be a bully and a jerk. In Ontario, we voted one in. For the cult of ignorance, there is a perk. These days, we let the asshats win. Civility and truth are on vacation. You can use every dirty trick. There is now an open invitation. It's okay to be a dick. It's okay to be a dick.
It's okay to be a dick.
It's okay to be a fraud.
It's okay to be a fraud.
Act like a lunatic.
Act like a lunatic.
Everybody will applaud.
Yay.
It's okay to be an ass.
It's okay to be an ass.
It's okay to be a prick.
It's okay to be a prick.
It's okay to have no class.
It's okay to have no class.
It's okay to be a dick.
It's okay to be a dick.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay.
Hooray, hooray.
Hooray, hooray.
It's okay to be a dick. Oh, yeah.
Along with this sense of entitlement, another trend is emerging, the great dumbing down of society. Look to populist governments and you'll see that they are all actively engaged in destroying the public education system. It's happening right here in Ontario, big time. Why? Because they know that if you have knowledge, you have power, and they know that if you are educated, you won't vote for policies that inexplicably lead populist voters to vote against their own interests. This dumbing down explains the denial of science-based evidence as being elitist and the labeling of being woke as being too politically correct. When science and knowledge are rejected, what fills that gap? Conspiracy theories. This probably sounds elitist of me, but with the thousands of comments about the Crybaby song, I could usually tell right away which ones supported the convoy because of the poor spelling and their lack of understanding of civics. As you know, some of the trucker allies who were arrested pleaded the Fifth Amendment or claimed protection under the First Amendment, both of which are American. As some of you know, I have a side hustle as a Guelph City Councillor. Quite a few people wrote to Guelph's mayor demanding my resignation because I shouldn't be allowed to express an opinion that is contrary to theirs. One letter angrily insisted that I resign immediately as leader of the Green Party, a party that I do not belong to, by the way. In each case, they were pushing the message that their views were the only acceptable ones, and that, folks, is an element of fascism.
Keep them stupid if they're uneducated. It's easier to keep them subjugated. Keep them all in ignorant bliss. They won't see we're headed for the abyss. Keep them stupid, stupid. Then they won't see that there's a COVID emergency. Keep their IQ low. Then they'll believe that it's just an give them religion so they don't murder the rich. We need a lower class who will still dig a ditch. Tell them you'll give them a beer for a buck. They won't notice that they're totally. Keep them stupid, stupid. Then they won't see that there's a COVID emergency. Keep their IQ low. Then they'll believe that it's just an make it harder for them to go to college. Nothing good comes from all that knowledge. Tell them that the money's gonna trickle down. Tell them that the water is supposed to be brown. Better to keep them in the dark. Make sure they're getting lower marks. Cut funding to the universities, the public schools and nurseries. Then you'll raise a generation that doesn't have the education to get the kind of critical thinking that lets them see the Kool-Aid they're drinking. Keep them stupid, stupid. Then they won't see that there's a COVID emergency. Keep their IQ low. Then they'll be quizzical.
Quizzical, quizzical. Let's not get into quizzical, really.
So, where do we go from here? To me, the big picture is that we have to move past the culture of hate that goes along with the extremist views. That culture is as nasty as the music business. If someone expressed hate to you, it takes a better human than me to give them love back. We've got to find out how those seeds of hate were planted and dig them up before they grow into choking weeds.
You've made me your enemy. You howl like a wolf at my door. This will never be your victory, 'cause you are fighting the wrong war. You look for someone you can blame. You need to settle up a score in a game. When you let love leave your heart, hate will fill that hole, and that hate will tear us apart, and it will steal your soul. The fabric seems all torn that once joined this fragile nation. So you honk your horn and you shout out all your frustration. But if you're shouting, I can't listen. And if you're in my face, I cannot see a way to bridge the icy distance that stands between you and me. When you let love leave your heart, hate will fill that hole, that hate will tear us apart, and it will steal your soul. When you let love leave your heart, hate will fill that hole, and that hate will tear us apart, and it'll steal your soul. Steal your soul.
Something is broken in this country that the convoy shines a dirty headlight on. I think somehow the pandemic has exacerbated this divide. Everyone is tired and grumpy. I'm using my role as an artist to point out the dangerous division in our struggling nation, and some want to shoot the messenger. I'm not out to be nice, so sometimes what I'm offering won't be comfortable. Comfort is for wimps. What is the nature of that divide? Let's go back to that social contract. It seems to be between those who value community and those who seek to nurture meaningful connections and those who have taken their lead from the American dream and who are only looking out for their own self-interest. Masks are the most visible example of that. We wear these masks to prevent others from getting ill. If you don't wear a mask, it's because you don't care about the health of others. So my hopeful thought is, yes, we're broken, but just like the climate crisis, there's a chance to fix it if we devote all our collective, collaborative efforts together. In this year of grief and sorrow, when winter wouldn't go away, we dream about a new tomorrow, when we can all go out and play. When this storm is finally weathered, when we know this war is won, we will dance and sing together like we did when we were young. We are broken, but we'll mend if we can just stay safe till then. On the day that all this ends, we'll hold each other close again. We are broken, but we'll mend. We all miss the human touch, hand in hand and heart to heart. There is only so much you feel from 6 feet apart. We'll do an old-fashioned slow dance to At Last by Etta James. Will we remember how to romance? Stir those embers into flames. We are broken, but we'll mend if we can just stay safe till then. On the day that all this ends, we'll hold each other close again. We are broken, but we'll mend. At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song.
Finally, I was sensitive to the complaints that I was painting the truckers in a bad light. So I extended an olive branch to the group with this song called Convoy of Hope, suggesting that we could all work together as activists to address the many different crises we face together. Believe it or not, I got hate mail for this, too. As you'll hear, I thought a convoy of hope might be decked out in rainbow colors instead of Trump and Confederate flags, and I got homophobic remarks hurled at me and was branded as being too politically correct, and was even attacked for using the he-him pronouns in my bio. By the way, these are just songs, they're not bombs. I hope that by singing them, that more awareness has been raised about what I believe is the first wave of a political virus that is spreading at an alarming rate. This whole thing seems to have been a traumatic Canadian historical event. We've got a lot to learn from it.
Where do we go from here? Nobody knows what lies in store. You're mad as hell and you don't wanna take it anymore. Boys wanna make some noise and raise an angry voice. You rail and flail against us, could you make a different choice? Let's make a caravan of caring, everybody lend a hand. A convoy of hope across this heartbroken land. Could we raise that voice for the unfair distribution of our wealth? Can we rally to support those struggling with their mental health? Let's lead the fight for Indigenous rights. Let's step up to the plate. Or use your horns to cast your scorn on racism and hate.
Let's make a caravan of caring. Everybody lend a hand. A convoy of hope across this heartbroken land. Our climate crisis didn't end because of this pandemic and the way we treat those in poverty. The problem is systemic. So much to do, if we're split in two, then nothing will be done. Just imagine what would happen if we worked as one. Let's paint it in rainbow colors. Let's fly a flag of peace. Let's make it stretch from sea to sea to sea. Let's make a caravan of caring. Everybody lend a hand. A convoy of hope across this heartbroken land. A convoy of hope across this heartbroken land.
Thanks for listening, everyone. All the music you heard was written and performed by me, with the exception of The Battle of Billings Bridge, written by Alex Sinclair and performed by yours truly. This is a new venture for me. I'd like to hear your comments and suggestions for future topics to explore with this combo of music and commentary. It's tough out there these days. If you have found value in what I've offered, I'd be grateful if you'd consider supporting the work I do with an e-transfer or PayPal contribution to james@jamesgordon.ca. That's how you can contact me too, and I'd love to hear from you. Please visit jamesgordon.ca, my website, for info about how to purchase my albums and books. See you next time around on James Gordon, Song and Rants Man.